Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
I am Betty.
And we are back here with day two of probably, probably one of the most unusual ways of catching fish that I would say we have ever heard of, right? A lot of people think, oh, you're fishing. You go with a fishing rod and a line and a hook. You catch a fish. Maybe if you're doing on a big fishing boat, you use a big net or something like that. But as we've learned, some Taiwanese fishermen, the ones we were talking about, were off the north coast of Taiwan, off the north coast
New Taipei
City. They're using sulfur and fire to catch fish, which is a very interesting old traditional skill. And on the topic of traditional skills, things that are, you know, people did a long time ago, maybe some people still do now, but they might be kind of fading away because more people do, you know, the modern type of thing. But these type of, these older types of skills and traditions, what is there? Is there one that you would like to learn and why?
I think a fun tradition for me would be Taiwanese opera.
Taiwanese opera.
Yeah, the way they sing, they actually have very strict rules.
They do.
Yeah, like how many words you put in one sentence and what tone you sing those words. So I think that's going to be wonderful to know what's going on.
Okay.
Right, and again, just like what we've said, we probably have mentioned yesterday, we're losing a lot of our traditions in Taiwan.
It is absolutely true. Is Taiwanese opera one of those things that's kind of dying out a little bit?
Definitely dying out.
That's too bad. I did see a Taiwanese opera several years ago. It was very, very interesting. Can't say I understood a lot of it, but I definitely enjoyed the performance, the dance, the costumes, the makeup, and you're
The makeup,
the
amazing.
The singing is absolutely amazing. A lot of training going involved into that. So let's talk about more about another traditional ritual, or sorry, a traditional craft, I guess you could say, sulfuric fire fishing.
But before we do that, a warm-up question for every student. 好，如果同学呢，你想要反问他人，得到对方的认同，或者是再次确认讯息，可以用英文怎么表达呢？比如说，哎，你喜欢巧克力蛋糕，不是吗？哎，他不会游泳，对吧？那这里的不是吗？对吧？哎，英文要怎么说呢？ We'll find out.
Fire on the sea. Taiwan sulfuric fire fishing.
Sulfuric fire fishing sounds interesting, doesn't it? Sadly, it's dying out. In 2015, New Taipei City listed it as an important cultural asset. Today, only four sulfuric fire fishing boats in Jinshan Huanggang Fishing Port remain working.
Okay, so our article for today begins with an interesting question for us to sort of just start thinking about. Right. Sulfuric fire fishing sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Okay. 所以他就在讲说，哎，这种捕鱼的方式很有趣，不是吗？啊，这个就是我们英文讲的附加问句的用法。那同学要注意哦，这就是暖身问题的解答咯。前面如果你是肯定，后面就否定；前面否定，后面就肯定。那你一定在后面那个地方要用助动词或 be 动词来去回应哦。比如说，你喜欢巧克力不是吗 ？You like chocolate cake。前面肯定对不对？后面我就否定哦。那否定就是 like 的助动词是 don't you？You like chocolate cake, don't you? 他不会游泳，对吧？ He can't swim. 前面是否定，后面要肯定哦。Can he?All right. So, yeah, it does sound very interesting.
It does. Yeah. Taiwanese, sulfuric fire fishing sounds interesting, doesn't it? Of course, we could also say sulfuric fire fishing is interesting, isn't it? With another tag question using a slightly different verb. And a lot of people like Betty and I would say, yeah, it does sound definitely interesting. But the article says, sadly, it's dying out.
Oh, no.
That doesn't mean the fisher people are dying. They're not like exploding because of the fire. It just means fewer and fewer people are doing it, so the tradition is dying out, or another way of saying that, we're kind of losing this tradition. You know, modern people or younger fisher people are not doing it, and it's the older people who are, but of course they retire and the tradition gets lost.
One of the reasons is because you don't do it every month, right? So that means you don't have stable income if you do this.
All right. And it's probably a bit dangerous, too. That could be another thing. And there might be more modern ways that they can go fishing where they don't need to do it, right?
So, but are we doing anything to kind of preserve the tradition?
Well, that's what the article says next. In 2015, New Taipei City listed it, sulfuric fire fishing, as an important cultural asset. Wow, that's pretty cool. So it's been protected in some kind of way. Maybe at the local fishing museum, they have a special exhibit about it. Uh-huh. Just the kind of thing that will teach people about it and help to keep it active in people's minds and in the culture.
对，那他就说呢，因为这个传统啊，现在就濒临的要灭绝，没有人去传承嘛，对不对？所以在2015年的时候，新北市这个政府呢，就把它列为是这个比较难的字，重要的文化资产。All right,、mm-hmm. so yeah.
To give you an idea of how in danger this is, and yeah, when we talk about cultural things, traditions that die out, we often use the same words that we use when talking about types of animals that are、mm-hmm. dying out, like pandas are endangered, so we protect them. Fire fishing is endangered too, so we protect it. To give you an idea of how endangered it is, it says today only four sulfuric fire fishing boats in Jinshan Huanggang fishing port remain working. So if you're out there on the beach in the summer and you see them sulfuric fire fishing, you know that that is one of four boats in all of Taiwan, I guess, or maybe in northern Taiwan, that are doing it. And I'm going to guess there are more than four fishing boats in northern Taiwan.
Definitely more.
The other ones, maybe hundreds of others, are fishing but not doing it using this traditional method. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's indeed dying out. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about this in Chinese. We have a term here. Okay, 那他就讲到就是说呢，其实哦，现在这个就是我们讲它慢慢在消失嘛，对不对？那现在只有四艘渔船，它是真的用这种正港的崩溃的方式在捕鱼哦。那在哪里呢？如果同学有兴趣的话，在金山的这个黄港渔港这个地方。Alright, we'll talk more about this after a short break.
To keep sulfuric fire fishing alive, local fishermen started fishing tour groups. You can learn about the fishermen's lives, try sea fishing, and enjoy fresh seafood. Most importantly, the tour introduces the principles of sulfuric fire fishing. You can even try lighting the torch yourself. At night, watching the magical fire show on a boat is a must.Let's join the tour and let the light keep shining on the sea.
Okay, so sulfuric fire fishing is very interesting. It's very cool. It's been around for at least 100 years, but it's dying out. Only four fishing boats in the Jinshan Huanggang fishing harbor port, whatever, are doing it. So only four fishing boats out there are still doing this traditional method of fishing. What can we do? It says to keep sulfuric fire fishing alive, local fishermen started fishing tour groups.
Wow.
Neat. So you can maybe go on one of the boats as they do this traditional fishing method. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. And I watched an interview.
Okay.
They were interviewing a pretty young, captain of the boat.
Cool. Okay, right? He's young. That's good.
He's like in his 30s.
Okay.
Pretty young, like 2 years older than I am. Yeah, so I can remember that age.
And then he
said first he was reluctant to really, open up the business for tourism.
Okay.
He was reluctant to do that.
Tourists on your fishing boat's going to make your job harder.
And then his father told him, if you want to keep everybody, all the crew members, you need to make sure that they are having stable income. You need to kind of agree to do this. And then he agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess he's one of the captains of the four boats.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you see their struggle and, you see the story, so it's not just like...sentences on the magazine. Okay, 所以他就是说呢，为了让这个东西可以存续下去哦，那他们就开始开放这个给那个观光旅游。如果游客来，那个钱就会进来了嘛，对不对？嗯 All right.
So it says, if you do go on one of these tours, you can learn about the fishermen's lives, try sea fishing, and the best part, enjoy fresh seafood at the very end of your trip. The freshest seafood, probably, because it like, just came out of the ocean.
Sashimi or something.
There you go. And of course, as Betty said, you would be helping out these fisher people and keeping their job protected, or at least safer for the future. Most importantly, it says the tour introduces the principles of sulfuric fire fishing, so people will learn more about it, and this will hopefully keep the tradition alive for future generations.
Right, and they actually package this tour, like, okay, so you go in the morning, and in the evening, they take you to, like, firefly viewing or something. Right, so it's the whole package
there.
Interesting,
so it could be a whole day of activity.
Right, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and if you want a little bit of excitement in your life, you can even try lighting the torch yourself.
I'm not sure about this.
Oh my gosh. And if you got long hair, make sure to tie it back.
Right.
Because whoosh, you don't want to burn your hair off or something like that. It says at night, watching the magical fire show on a boat is a must. Yeah, seeing it from the beach would be pretty exciting and maybe surprising if you didn't know what was happening. But watching it from a fishing boat up close would definitely be a very unique experience.
Yeah, just like we talked about yesterday, you see a lot of fish jumping out of water and it's just amazing. And you see the torch, the light. And so here we have this word magical, 形容词梦幻的，然后神奇的，然后还有一个很重要的 must, 它不是它在这里不是情态助动词，它是名词的用法。比如说 ,this new video game is a must for all sports fans. 诶，这款新的电子游戏是所有运动迷必买的东西，所以可以当名词哦 ,must visit, must see.Right.
Okay, back to the article. It says, let's join the tour and let the light keep shining on the sea. Isn't that a nice way of saying keep the tradition alive with this very interesting form of fishing here in Taiwan?
Right. So if you're interested, make sure you go between May and September and sign up beforehand.
Yeah, you might want to book your seats now because it could be very popular. And I imagine they can't take that many people on each boat.
No.
Right? So it's probably a small group each day or each evening. So definitely do look into that. And as you said, it's during the summer when a lot of people have holidays and free time. And this is a cool thing you can do right here in Taiwan. You might even just be able to take the MRT up there if you live in Taipei because it's not too far from the big city.
好的，同学们来看第一个单字 alive 形容词，仍然存在的，活着的，这个很重要。然后 alive 这个在国中也是很重要的单字，所以你可以打个星号。比如说 ，My grandmother is over 90 years old and she's still very active and alive。哎，我的阿嬷已经90多岁了，还是很活跃，很有活力哦。那再来我们来看到杂志的部分 ，This old store is still alive after it changed owners.Three times. 哇，这家老店不简单哦，换了三任老板之后依然屹立不摇。然后再来 tour, 它也是一个重要而且呢还蛮有用实用的单字，名词观光游览。比如说 ,we took a walk-in tour of the old city to see its beautiful buildings. 我们进行了一次旧城区的步行游览，去欣赏那些美丽的建筑。那我们来看到杂志。Lily joins a tour at the art museum to learn about the paintings. 哇 ,Lily 参加了美术馆的导览以便了解那些画作，所以 tour 这个字非常好用。再来的话呢是 seafood, 名词海鲜海产，一样跟 food 一样通常都是不可数的。所以我们来看一下例句哦 ,if you're allergic to seafood, 不要加 s,You shouldn't eat these shrimp crackers. 诶，你如果对海鲜过敏，那个虾饼不该吃吧，不要吃哦。那我们来看一下杂志。Henry loves to eat seafood, such as shrimp and fish. 哦，Henry 很喜欢吃海鲜，比如说像虾子啊，鱼啊。好的，那再来比较难一点的单字 ,principle, 名词，原理，原则。比如说 ,the basic principle of a bicycle is easy to understand.脚踏车的基本原理呢很容易理解。那我们来看到杂志 ,the principle of this game is simple. Score the most points and you win. 哦这个游戏的规则很简单。得最多分你就赢了。那同学帮我注意一下 ,principle, 当原则的时候呢诶它的拼音哦它有一个另外一个字很像。请你帮我把最后那个LE 圈起来哦 ,principle, 不要拼错了。
Review time.
All right, so we're talking about sulfuric fire fishing, but our question for our review time is a little more broad and general than that, but it is about the fishing business. What things might you see in a fishing port or
fishing harbor? Let me get this one first.
Okay. So this is not out on the water. This is when all the boats come back, where they kind of dock and stay for the night and load and unload their boats.
So I can't not say boats.
You can say boats.
Okay, boats.
I would hope to say boats.
Types of equipment.
Types of equipment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you be more specific?
Like you need to have the thing you reel your net in.
Okay, a reel.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's called reel. Okay. And then I guess you probably would see them very busy with their activities, like unloading their catch.
Yes, a lot of fish.
Okay.
Mostly dead.
Yeah.
Some still alive.
Uh-huh.
All struggling. Heading to market.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also a lot of boxes, I guess.
Boxes?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Plastic boxes.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, the smell and nature. Like, when you get close to the port, you kind of can smell
the fish
already.
Dead fish.
Uh-huh. Yep. Already.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people just busy doing their thing.
Sure. Boats, fisher people, a lot of nets piled up.
Uh-huh.
You might see all sorts of interesting types of equipment, some of which you would probably be able to identify. Other things, you'd say, what's that? And they'd say, that's a gaff. And you'd say, what's a gaff? And they would explain to you. But it would be a very interesting place to go. And one of the best things about fishing ports and harbors in Taiwan is that you can often buy the fish in a market kind of like right there. And in some places, they even have restaurants across the street where you can get your fresh fish, cross the street and eat it. And you can't have fresher, tastier fish than that if, you know, seafood is your thing. We are spoiled for seafood here in Taiwan.
Right, in Taiwan, we definitely.
Really are. It is a seafood lover's paradise.
All right.
So go down to one of those local markets, the harbor, support your local fisher people. And if you want, check out one of these sulfuric fire fishing tours.
And now I'm a little bit hungry.
Okay, time for some sushi.
Yeah, crepe.
Some sashimi.
For some seafood, definitely. Okay, 那请同学呢，如果你想学更多实用的英文，欢迎追踪我们的 A Plus Facebook， 还有下载我们空中美语的 app 哦。那我们就下次见，拜拜。
Yes, bye bye.